You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined for a very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio by a friend and colleague, one of the national leaders on matters involving the illegal aliens in this country and what they represent in terms of, well, a threat to our economy, a threat to our security and sovereignty, and what President Obama seems to be poised to do to compound that problem. She is Rosemary Jenks. She is the Director of Government Relations at Numbers USA. And Rosemary, I want to turn now to this much-anticipated decision by President Obama. He's unveiled, a 10-point plan, but hasn't yet specified the number of aliens that he intends to turn into legal residents of this country with a stroke of his pen, perhaps as early as later this week. What do we know about what he has in mind?
Well, we know actually very little. The document that apparently was leaked, it's unclear whether that is the final plan or whether that is one agency's recommended plan. But under that 10-point plan, somewhere around the order of 5 million illegal aliens would illegally get a form of legal status and a work permit so that they can compete for jobs with every American and remain in the United States essentially illegally, although the president himself even recognizes that he doesn't have legal authority to grant legal permanent residence, so he's created a quasi-legal status that protects these illegal aliens from deportation and allows them to work legally, which is a huge problem.
Rosemary Jenks is our guest. We're talking about immigration, illegal immigration specifically, and what the president is poised to do, apparently illegally, that might compound the problem dramatically. And Rosemary, you were talking a little bit about the extent to which the president seemingly is going to extend work permits to perhaps as many as 5 million illegal aliens. Why won't this be just a temporary adjustment in their status?
Well, we have to look back at what he's already done, which is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, whereby he gave temporary legal status in two-year increments and work permits to certain illegal aliens who were brought here supposedly by their parents at a young age. He gave that status to somewhere around 600,000 so far, and those people all now have a driver's license and a Social Security card. If you look at your Social Security card, it does not have an expiration date. So these Social Security cards are good in perpetuity until the alien reports his death to the Social Security Administration, or the death is reported. I guess you can't really do it. So once you have a driver's license and a Social Security card, for all intents and purposes under our law, you are here legally. Even if the deferred action is not actually extended, you're here legally. You have legal official documents showing who you are and that you were given these documents officially. So reversing this, that's key, because every person who is authorized to work in the United States has to have a Social Security number. They have to be issued a Social Security number. So all of these illegal aliens that the president is planning to allow to stay and work, they're going to get official documents. And by the way, when DHS issues those documents, it does not, in fact, verify the original identity of the alien. In the case of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, they didn't even ask for photo ID. So if you're a bad guy and you don't want to tell DHS, as long as your fingerprints aren't on file here, because they do supposedly check fingerprints, you can give any identity you want, and we will issue you official documents in that identity.
A potential problem, again, of not just giving people an opportunity to compete for American jobs in this country against American workers, but also, obviously, for terrorists or narco traffickers or gang members or others intent on engaging in criminal activity or worse here. to be given essentially a blanket new identity and basis upon which to operate in this country. Go back to something you mentioned earlier, Rosemary Jenks, and that is that the president himself said he did not have the authority to affect the kinds of changes in status that he's talking about now. Was there some weasel wording there, or was that pretty much a categorical admission that he can't do what he's about to do?
He stated very categorically in, I believe, 2010 and 2011 that he absolutely does not have constitutional authority to stop deporting illegal aliens or to give them legal status because of the way our Constitution is set up and the separation of powers. I mean, he laid it all out, that he does not have that authority. And then, of course, right before his reelection in 2012, he changed his mind and decided that he did have the authority because he wanted to essentially get the Hispanic vote. So, it was purely a political ploy.
We're being told by many of his admirers in the press that the administration needs to do this now for similar kinds of reasons, that the disaffection by Hispanics and Asians, even more so in the last election cycle, is a flashing red warning light to them that they better move out on this. So presumably this is a further reason for his abandoning what he said himself, as you indicated, Rosemary, was something he could not do. To the extent that the president is now prepared to withhold deportation, to provide status of this kind, in violation of existing laws, is there anything that the states could be doing that would preclude this kind of thing? Are they not empowered, Rosemary, to enforce the law even if the federal government doesn't?
The problem, Frank, is that while states can enforce criminal laws, they can ask immigration status when they make stops, but the problem is that they cannot actually deport an illegal alien. So they can take the alien into custody, they can prosecute the alien for state crimes, but once it comes time to actually remove the alien from the United States, that has to be done by the Department of Homeland Security under our law. So once the state law enforcement officers turn over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the DHS office responsible for removing them, then ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, lets them go under Obama's policy. So the states are very limited in what they can do. And, you know, they also have been sued by the Justice Department to stop enforcing the law, which has created a bit of a disincentive.
And the Supreme Court, I guess, has, at least in the case of Arizona, upheld the federal government's view that the states do not have the authority to engage in that kind of enforcement of the law.
The Supreme Court decision was very mixed. It upheld a good portion of the Arizona law. It struck down other portions. So the states clearly do have the authority to check immigration status upon a stop for an alternative crime, but they don't necessarily have the authority, at least under the way that law was written, to ask anyone they encounter for legal status. So it's a mixed bag, but the fact is that even when they have a law like Arizona's that has been upheld by the Supreme Court, the states cannot force DHS to then deport the illegal aliens that they arrest.
And especially if they become suddenly legal residents in this country, which the president is about. We'll talk about what the Republicans intend to do about this act of presidential lawlessness with Rosemary Jenks of Numbers USA, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.